103.1 WOGB, the 70s and more. Proud to welcome back on the phone to the station a guy who's been on WOGB many times in the past, a friend of the station, founding member of the group Chicago, its original and current trumpet player, Lee Lochnane. Hi, Lee.
How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing
thanks
well.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for coming back. Even though we've spoken before, did you draw the short straw for this interview and have to do it, or what?
You know, I love this. This is my life. Come on, let's go.
I got many things to talk about, not the least of the fact, let's lead off with the fact that the reason we're talking today, you and I, is because Chicago's coming to the area this Thursday at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center in Appleton. Going to be a great show, no doubt.
We are looking forward to it. We've played two or three shows already on this leg of the tour, and we're warmed up and ready for you.
Now, I know you got a new album coming out, and we're going to talk about that, but this isn't all new material, correct, in the show?
No. No, we will not forget what put us on the map. So you'll be hearing songs from the first album all the way up through the current album, which is yet to be released. It should be released, I think, in the States, July 4th or July 8th. But you'll be hearing music throughout our entire career. And as a matter of fact, you're going to hear songs from the first album, which was just nominated for the Grammy Hall of Fame. So we are in a Hall of Fame.
Let's repeat that. How important is that? Your very first album, called Chicago Transit Authority, has just been, say it again, for the Grammy?
It has been elected to the Grammy Hall of Fame.
That is amazing. How did you feel when you got that news?
That was amazing. I figure one out of 36 isn't bad.
And there's so many great songs on that album. Question 67 and 68, obviously Beginnings. Does anybody really know what time it is?
I'm a man.
An Introduction is one of my all-time favorite pieces. But let's get back onto the subject of, you're on album number 36 as a band?
Yes.
Tell me about the new album.
We're very excited about this album because we recorded the entire album within this last year while we were on the road.
But it's new material. It's not a live concert recording.
That's correct.
But while you were touring.
This is all original music, and we recorded it in hotel rooms and ballrooms and in conference rooms everywhere that we worked within the last year.
That's fascinating. So will we hear some of that new material in the show? Well, one or two songs at least? Give us
There will be at least one song, probably in the second set, and most likely America on Thursday.
We're talking with Lee Lochnane, founding member of the group Chicago. And Lee, the group started out with some very strong songwriters. You kind of had to elbow your way into that songwriting core for the band, didn't you?
Well, I don't know if I've actually elbowed my way in completely, but every once in a while, every 10 years or so, I come up with a song.
I believe Call on Me was like the best, was the first hit single that you wrote released.
Yep.
That
was like 1974, I think. Amazing.
So the band had been together like 6 or 7 years when you find. How did it feel to say, you're walking up to people like Peter Cetera and Robert Lamb and Jimmy Panko in the band, and you're saying, guys, I've got a song?
That's sort of like what it was.
Was it really?
Would you like to hear my song? I have a song.
and the reaction. I mean, were you nervous when you laid it out for him?
Oh yeah, very nervous. I don't think it was really well accepted. I think lyrically they wanted to change some of the lyrics and blah blah blah. But as it turned out, it became a hit record with lyrics the way it was, music the way it was, and who knew?
Who knew? But it's a great song. I'm going to play it right now, and then we'll come right back to you. Lee Lochnane of Chicago, trumpet player for the band, has been with them since the start and before, coming to the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Thursday. Listen to win tickets from WOGB. Here's Call on Me from 103.1 WOGB. 103.1 WOGB, the 70s and more. Call on Me Chicago, written by the man who's on the phone with me right now, Lee Locknane of the group Chicago, plays trumpet for the band. There's never been another trumpet player for the band besides you, has there, Lee?
There hasn't. Well, only when my various wives have had babies, I've taken time off and had somebody come in and substitute for me.
Well, yeah, you're entitled to a paternity leave every now and then.
That's right.
Now, you go out on the road. You haven't missed a single summer touring, have you?
We have not.
Wow.
I still have to pinch myself realizing that we've done that for, 47 years.
Does touring get easier with the practice, or does it get harder as the years progress?
The playing gets easier with the practice. The touring gets a little harder because I have to keep leaving my family all the time.
But now, back in the day, you didn't have things like Skype or FaceTime. Does that make it easier for you now? Do you use that?
It does a little bit, but my wife is a bit technology challenged. So if it doesn't work immediately or the throughput isn't completely right, then we talk on the phone and say, hey, how you doing? Okay, I'm going to get back to my day now.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I understand that completely. I think everybody is like that. Technology is progressing so fast. Technology, the band Chicago, though, has kind of embraced the technology, haven't you?
We have. We figured out a way. I bought some equipment that we carry on the road with us. I have duplicated it at home. And so we can record world quality. As good as any studio in the world, anywhere we are, in the hotel room, in the ballrooms in the hotel room, the conference rooms, whatever, you can make it sound as good as you would in any studio. And that's how we recorded our new album. So
that's
very exciting. And this is the first one of many to come.
Well, it's appropriate that Chicago's new album, I looked it up to be sure, the Chicago's new album is being released on the 4th of July. How appropriate. Now, you're an All-American band. I mean, you've been to the White House, right?
We have, yes.
Wow. Did you play the White House or just meet the Prez?
We met the president at the White House. We played the Ford Theater. We've done various events. And, playing for the president is always fun, whoever the president might be at the time.
What is that one person over the 40-some years history of the band that you just were kind of speechless in meeting?
You know, we had a great time with Clinton, but I couldn't say that we were speechless. It was very comfortable.
Not necessarily a president, though. I'm talking about, did you meet an idol of yours? Or who was that one person that made your knees knock when you said, I'm standing here talking to...
Well, I'll tell you, I would still love to meet Wynton Marsalis. I know I would be exactly like that with him.
Okay.
But I can't recall anybody that I have actually stood in front of and went, well, I don't know what to say to this guy.
But let me drop a name, see if you know the name Tex Beneke.
I do.
Okay, Tex Beneke, former vocalist and a saxophonist for the Glenn Miller Band.
He certainly was. I listened to him when I was a kid.
In the early 70s, I worked at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva.
Uh-huh.
And I worked in the showroom, and I ran spotlight for all of the acts that came through. Sonny and Cher, Tony Bennett. And Tex Beneke came through with his Glenn Miller Band tribute. And every night, and this is the early 70s now,
right.
Every night he would say to the audience between songs, isn't it nice that today's kids are learning to appreciate music with horns in it again? Groups like Chicago.
All right. Thank you, Tex.
Yeah. I mean, here's your idol, giving a tip of the hat to you. How does that make you feel?
That is very cool. And, we always said throughout our entire career that the horn thing, well, it's like a circular coming back around again. And, it seems like horns are coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
Melodies are coming back in. Music is evolving again.
It's all cyclical, isn't it?
It certainly is.
We're talking with Lee Lochnane of Chicago. Lee and the rest of the band coming to the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center Thursday night. Tickets still available, and listen to win tickets from WOGB. Best wishes to you. I'm certainly going to enjoy the concert on Thursday night at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center. And thanks for keeping up the good music, man.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Lee Lochnane of Chicago on 103.1 WOGB.
103.1 WOGB.